This interview is brought to you by WatchAndWager.com.
At WatchAndWager.com, you'll find more racing action than any other ADW in America, with a $300 sign-up bonus, along with an additional $10 deposit bonus free when you make your first deposit via ACH, WatchAndWager.com is the place to play. Plus, Watch & Wager now offers all New York tracks and is available to California residents. WatchAndWager.com, licensed, regulated, and trusted in the USA. Jose Garofalo also with us. He is the trainer of Wildcat Red. He's up in New Jersey. I guess he's in New Jersey now. I'm going to assume. Jose, is that right? You in New Jersey?
Yeah, it's Mike. How are you? I'm in Jersey. I'm in Mama's Park right now. Actually, I'm at the barn with the horse.
Well, I'm doing well. Good to talk with you again. And it looks like Wildcat Red is doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing great. And we're ready for the race tomorrow. We were just waiting for the race, and everything is. He just came back from the track, from his routine gallop before the race, and that's it. We're getting ready for the race.
Well, Jose, I feel like I've really been a part of this horse. You know, as you know, you joined us before the Fountain of Youth Stakes at Gulfstream, and we were there to cover that race. He wins very gamely by a head over General A-Rod that day. He comes back in the Florida Derby. He's second that day. Things didn't quite go according to plan after a bit of a troubled beginning in the Kentucky Derby. But, boy, that effort in the Quality Road last time, that really proved that he was back. Tell me about that race.
Well, the Derby was a very, very difficult race for him. And he didn't grab the track very good either. So with all the problems that he had at the start, and he couldn't grab the track very well, he got a lot of trouble. So the rider that day, who was Luis Zayas, he took good care of the horse. He never pressed the horse. He never pushed it. So he let the horse alone. He just finished the race, and the horse came back in good shape. Thank God, he didn't have major injuries or nothing to worry about. So I give a lot of credit to Luis Saez because she took very good care of the horse.
Yeah, that was.
Then we run in Florida a month ago, the Quality Road, and he was impressive in that race.
Yeah, very impressive. Wins by 10. That had to be good for you to see, just to know that he was back to being the old Wildcat Red that you were used to seeing.
Yes, I used the race to give him his confidence back. And as a prep for the Haskell, that was the strategy. And the horse did it very good, especially when we saw that horse, its whole winning the Ohio Derby last week. That gave you more credit to the horse after his last race.
Hi, Jose. Thanks for joining us today. I have a question for you.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. You seem to think that Wildcat Red really takes to Monmouth track. Is that true?
Yeah, he looks good in the track. He worked out last Sunday here. He shows his aggressiveness while he's training. So he's a totally different horse here than he was in Churchill Downs. When I had the horse in Churchill Downs, the days that he was better was when the track was wet, when it was raining. But the day of the Derby, it didn't rain, so he didn't grab the track very good. But here, he's very happy. He looks very good. He holds the track with very confident. And I think that the track is going to be good for him.
Talking with Jose Garofalo here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Wildcat Red going to the post in the Haskell Invitational tomorrow afternoon at Monmouth. Of course, that coverage 4 to 6 Eastern here on the Horse Racing Radio Network at horseracingradio.net. Jose, when you're taking on a filly that's a heavy favorite in Untappable, she's been very impressive, but you have to feel pretty good about coming into this race with Wildcat Red and the way that he's doing it. But talk about what that's like as you're taking on a filly that has been so impressive.
Well, the filly has been running very impressive. She got very good numbers, excellent buyers in the last five races. But she's still a filly. I don't know if she can handle this competition. But he's gonna be a factor in the race. She's got a lot of class. and she might get the benefit from the pace of the race, which is my concern. I'm not worried about any specific horse in the race. I'm more worried about the way the race is going to be, especially the first or the first quarter or the second quarter of mile. So that's going to be the factor that we're going to have in consideration, how the race is going to be the first half a mile.
Do you want him to take the lead in the Haskell?
Not really. It's going to be a jockey decision. I'm going to leave it up to the jockey. He will decide what to do at the start. But we don't have to be on the lead necessarily. He's been more focused now, more mature, so he can rate himself a little bit. So we don't need to be on the lead in those fast fractions. So I think that the horse can rate a little bit. And now Luis knows his job, and he knows the horse very well. So that's going to be his decision at the moment of the start.
Yeah, he's a horse, Jose, that has shown a lot of early speed, and he's no stranger to getting hooked in a bit of a duel early. I remember in the Fountain of Youth, he was head-to-head with General A-Rod and then just battled all the way. He's all heart, and that has to make you feel good that if indeed somebody, let's say like Byron, wants to run with him early, you have to feel pretty good that you know your horse isn't going to shy away from that fight.
Yeah, that race was a memorable race, the Fountain of Youth. He fought all the way since the start in fast fractions, and he win the race that day. These horses here, they're very fast. I don't know if they can handle the two turns, but anyway, we have to be careful with them because that horse Byron he's going to be the speed of the speed. So it's going to be a very, very fast pace. And like I told you before, it's going to be a jockey decision. The way the jockey rides the horse is going to be a very important factor in the race.
Well, Jose, I know this has been quite a ride for you this entire year, starting with the Hutchinson Stakes going all the way through. What's it been like going down that road to the Kentucky Derby and then, you know, having things maybe not go according to plan in the Derby? I know your hopes were so high, but what has this year been like for you?
Well, it's good professionally and personally. I've been having a lot of good experience. I have met a lot of new people, and this horse put me in the spotlight in the business. So it's very interesting because professionally, that's what you need in your profession. You need to be recognized for what you're doing. And with this horse, people have been very interested in my business. So I have more horses now. So it's been a blast. The horse has been a blast for me this year, and I hope to keep him sound, to keep him running for the rest of the year, hopefully.
He's trainer Jose Garofalo, Wildcat Red, in the Haskell Invitational tomorrow. Jose, so much fun to talk with you. It always is. Really appreciate you taking the time, and all the best with Wildcat Red tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Remember that you still have my Kentucky Derby present.
Absolutely.
Don't forget that.
Absolutely.
I couldn't get it that day because I was in a hurry, but don't forget my present.
We'll get you a couple of them. How's that sound?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me in your program, Mike.